I was on fire. It's my earliest memory. I was 3 years old, and we were living in a trailer park in a southern Arizona town whose name I never knew. I was standing on a chair in front of the stove, wearing a pink dress my grandmother had bought for me. Pink was my favorite color. The dress's skirt stuck out like a tutu, and I liked to spin around in front of the mirror, thinking I looked like a ballerina. But at that moment, I was wearing the dress to cook hot dogs, watching them swell and bob in the boiling water. I could hear Mom in the next room singing while she worked on one of her paintings. Juju, our black mutt, was watching me. I stabbed one of the hot dogs with a fork and bent over and offered it to him. The wiener was so hot, so Juju licked at it tentatively. But when I stood up and started stirring the hot dogs again, I felt a blaze of heat on my right side. I turned to see where it was coming from and realized my dress was on fire. I watched the yellow-white flames make a ragged brown line up the pink fabric of my skirt and then climb my stomach. And then the flames leapt up, reaching my face. I screamed. I smelled burning and heard horrible crackling as the fire singed my hair and eyelashes. Juju was barking. I screamed again, and Mom ran into the room. When I got home after 6 weeks in the hospital, Mom said I couldn't live in fear of something as basic as fire. I didn't. Instead, I became fascinated with it. I went outside with my favorite toy, a plastic Tinkerbell figurine. I lit a match and held it close to Tinkerbell's face to show her how it felt. She looked beautiful in the flame's glow. When that match went out, I lit another one and this time held it really close to Tinkerbell's face. Suddenly, her eyes grew wide as if with fear. I realized to my horror that her face was starting to melt. I put the match out, but it was too late. I tried to smooth the features back, but I made them even worse. I wished I could perform a skin graft on Tinkerbell, but that would have meant cutting her into pieces. Even though her face was melted, she was still my favorite toy.